Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Going on right now at Guitar Center, we're extending our friends and family discount to you with savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear, and more. Discover the feeling of making music with your friends and family and saving up to 20% off on thousands of products from most major brands across the store. Go to GuitarCenter.com to get your friends and family coupon during Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend. Going on now, in-store and online.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. The founder of PetFinder.com has announced the launch of her newest website project. It is 911fosterpets.com. PetFinder is credited with finding over 25 million homes for adoptable pets. That's according to its founder, Betsy Saul, who says that to this day, she is still haunted by some of the special souls that she met along the way that just really needed a little extra time to find their forever home. She adds that her new website will be dedicated to finding short-term foster families for those urgent animals. The mission of 911fosterpets.com is going to be to create a foster revolution to give shelter pets that extra time that they need so they can live. And the site really sounds pretty easy to work. Here's how it goes. Animal shelters will post pets that are urgent. Now, urgent implies that those pets will be euthanized in 48 hours or less. Potential foster families can search the urgent pets in their community with various search criteria, like, you know, how long you can foster, etc. And once a foster family sees a pet that they would like to help, all they have to do is click the foster button and it connects them with the shelter where the pet is. You can sign up at 911fosterpets.com, and they say they will even notify you when new urgent pets in your community are posted. Well, you've probably heard the helpful hint that, you know, using soap will help get a ring off if it's, you know, stuck on your finger. So there must have been a few firefighters in Massachusetts who knew that trick too, because they used dish soap to help rescue a cat that had become stuck in a storm drain grate. The one-year-old cat was actually dangling below the grate with its head stuck in one of the holes. When the firefighters arrived, the cat, they say, was barely breathing, but quick-thinking firefighters removed the grate, and then they placed it on the ground in such a way that allowed the cat, you know, some room to breathe. Then they used the soap to work on getting the cat's head loose, and within a few minutes, that cat was free and clean. The chain stores Pet Value and Pet Supermarket have now merged, creating the third largest pet specialty retailer in North America. The new company is called Pet Retail Brands, and you'll be hearing that a lot. It's got more than 930 stores across the U.S. and Canada. And I bet you know, but if you don't, the top two biggest pet retailers are, of course, PetSmart and Petco. Well, cars are developed for people. Obviously, pets don't drive, but pets are not even thought of when it comes to vehicle safety right now, even though the Center for Pet Safety says that dogs are the number one traveling companion. Well, now there is a small group of engineers and workers at an auto supply company up in Michigan, and they want to engineer seats and devices and such to protect pets as well as humans better. They've been studying various sizes and breeds of dogs and how dogs travel while they're in cars. They've been using dogs whose owners work at this company, and they've surveyed them and asked a lot of questions and observed a lot. And then they've had researchers record video of how dogs actually get in and out of the vehicles and what dogs do while their owners are driving. So the process of making cars safer for pets is now officially underway. And think about it. It's actually making the car safer. It's not just about the things that we put in it. And they've also begun sketching what a safer car might look like. In many ways, this is the next step in vehicle safety. It's also a largely unstudied area with absolutely no government or industry standards. So while the group at Johnson Controls has started their work, it's not going to be until next year that they hope that they can develop some standards for the government to use for pet travel safety. And they estimate that it's going to take at least a decade, can you believe that, before actual safety devices and their applications for pets can be used universally by all the automakers for cars. In fact, think about this, the comparison. They liken their journey to that of the development of auto safety for children, which came about out of a demand for more child passenger protection way back in the 60s when they discovered children riding on their parents' laps in the front seat of a car offered that child no protection in an accident. Yet everybody did it all the time. And nowadays, of course, you would never see that. So this could be a very long road. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
She here on the phone. Oh, this is great. We're going to talk to a reporter for the WashingtonPost.com. She did a column where she tried out the weirdest pet products on the internet. There's a lot of weird ones, in fact. I think it was about 3 weeks ago we had the people from Licky Brush on.
Yeah, the makers of Licky Brush came on and talked about it.
That was the brush that's like a tongue that you put in your mouth, and it's a combination brush, and you lick your cat. And it's always something I've wanted to do without getting the hairballs. It was a Kickstarter project, and it did phenomenally well. In fact, I believe they're selling out of this item right now.
Yeah, they did. I got in on it.
We go to the phones right now. We have Sadie Dingfelder. Is that how you say your last name, Sadie?
That's right. That's right.
Dingfelder. Okay. Well, Sadie, welcome to the show. You tried all these weird items out for your column, and I wanted you to tell us some of the items you tried out and whether you liked them or not.
Yeah. Well, I did try out the Licky Brush. They only had a prototype available.
Okay.
So it tasted a little funny, and my editor was concerned that it might not be, like, food safe, like maybe you weren't supposed to put it in your mouth, but I called the Licky Brush people. They assured me it was fine, so I licked my cat with it.
Now, what did your cat think about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, what is the reaction?
He was very much not into it. We have a video on our website of my cat avoiding me with the Licky Brush. He thought it was super weird.
Well, it is super weird. Besides the Licky Brush, what else did you get a chance to try?
Well, let me tell you, in my living room right now, much to my boyfriend's chagrin, is a huge cat wheel. It's like a hamster wheel, but for cats.
Oh, I think that's such a great idea because cats really do need exercise.
Let me tell you, I have tried to walk my cats and they're not into it. So I was really excited about this wheel to get them some exercise in my little one-bedroom apartment.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, my personal cats were too light to make the wheel rotate.
Oh. You were able to even get them on the wheel, yeah?
Yes. It took like almost a week of clicker training to get Fuzz, the more compliant cat, on the wheel. But he really couldn't get it moving.
Okay, what else do you have?
Okay, the funniest name for a product was the Turd Burglar.
Turd Burglar?
Turd.
Okay.
Turd Burglar.
Okay.
And it was an attachment for a hockey stick, and you used it to... It really confused my friends because it's for sort of picking up poop, like your dog's poop.
Uh-huh. With a hockey stick.
It's with a hockey stick. So I believe it's actually, when I grew up, we had some golden retrievers in a big backyard.
Uh-huh.
And one of my chores was to sort of chuck the poo into a corner. So I think that's more what the turd burglar is for. It's not for people who live in cities who are walking their dogs and need to get the poo into like a park garbage can.
It's to throw it over your neighbor's fence.
Right, exactly.
So did you find this item useful at all?
I can imagine it being useful for someone like with a yard.
Yeah, and you have to have a hockey stick. Is that correct?
You have to own a hockey stick. I think it might have been invented in Canada or somewhere in the northern
Everyone
United
owns
States.
One there, yeah.
Yeah.
We're with Sadie Dingfelder, and she's tried the weirdest things on the internet. Sorry about that. She's tried the weirdest things on the internet.
The burglar story that did it.
These are all pet products that you can get online mostly, and they're kind of bizarre and weird, and we've gone through a few of them. We have a couple more to take a look at here. What else do you have?
Bacon bubbles.
Bacon bubbles.
Now, that seems like it would be a hit.
Yes.
You know what? I totally agree. I thought that would be a hit, but it wasn't. We tried it on a few dogs. None of them seemed to care about it. And then I thought, you know, dogs have an exceptionally good sense of smell. I mean, it's so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bet that this is just sort of a fake bacon sort of smell or flavor that can trick humans, but it's not going to fool a dog.
Okay, they can tell the
difference. I'm assuming just by the name, these are like bubbles like you would have in a little bottle and you would blow when you were a kid, all those little...
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, and now my living room still smells faintly of synthetic bacon.
Foul
but...
meat.
Okay.
From trying that out indoors.
So the dogs did not like it, but you were intrigued.
I was intrigued. It made me hungry. Made me wish for breakfast. And then the last one I tried was a total, it just didn't work at all, which is really too bad because what it does, it's called puppy tweets, like puppy treats, but with tweets as in Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. And you put it on your dog, and so then when you're at work and you miss your pet, you can just check their personal Twitter account, and it basically chooses from, I think, 300 pre-written tweets based on its activity level. But puppy tweets did not work because it requires you to download software that's no longer available because it apparently had been discontinued like a year ago.
This was made by Mattel, too, wasn't it?
Yes, that was made by Mattel, and I called Mattel customer service and asked if they could please email me or give me the software somehow, and they were not able to.
Well, those are some great items. And now, is your column normally about pets?
I'm a humor columnist.
Okay.
So I write about a huge variety of things. But often that does include my cats. I did clicker train one of my cats to cuddle with me.
I got to say, I'm amazed you were actually able to train a cat at all. That's that's pretty
amazing.
Yeah,
you know, if you have a food-motivated cat, they're not that hard to train.
Yeah, my cat's like, he looks at me like I just asked him for a ride to the airport or something like that. Or, you know, he's... Sadie Dingfelder is our guest. She's from the Washington Post. WashingtonPost.com is the website, and of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at AnimalRadio.com, including all these weird items that she has just mentioned.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 1313 to checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1313.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3232 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.